Maor Lighthouse Audio Guide. The original Maor Lighthouse was brought into service on the 20th of March 1852, together with that of Na Popia on Dragonera. It was designed by the engineer Antonio López y Montalvo, and the budget was 48,145.25 reales de vellón. Nowadays, it emits groups of two occultations every 6 seconds and has a nominal range of 13 nautical miles. The tower is 10 meters high and its focal plane is 22 meters above sea level. The first lighthouse suffered serious problems due to its proximity to a coastal military battery. The cannon fire caused major defects to the tower, whilst at the same time creating problems for the military who wished to carry out firing practice. As a result of military insistence, the lighthouse was taken out of use in 1912, and the mechanism was installed on a metallic platform on the edge of the cliffs. At the same time, a new building was constructed to be used as a residence for the keeper and a warehouse for material which was needed to tend the light. It was situated away from the firing range and some 100 meters from the site of the original lighthouse. Finally, in 1917, the old building was demolished, and on the 22nd of July 1918, the light began to be powered by electricity. One of six electric-powered lighthouses in the Balearics, which were adapted to run on this then modern form of energy during the same year. The current concrete tower was designed by the engineer Rafael Soler in 1970.